How do you get everybody to keep the belief when it seems like a lot of the same mistakes?
Stop listening to you guys. Number one. Number two, got to be accountable, you know. I got to play better. That's the key. I got to play better. We got to find a way to run the ball better so we can action pass. You know, I thought did some nice things in the passing game. Brees obviously had a couple of really nice ones. Spread the ball around to Tay, G, and Allen. Mike had a nice conversion. But we got to run the ball better, and I got to play better.
Aaron Rodgers salty after the game.
A little bit.
Stop listening to you guys, the media. You're 2-5. It's not that the media says you're 2-5. You're 2-5.
Wait, was he like admitting that he listens to them? Who? Like, you listen to them?
Yeah, we got to stop listening to you guys.
So he listens?
I guess so.
Huh.
Because if it would be, we can't be listening to you guys,
right,
that's different. Then we got to stop listening to you guys.
Huh.
Again, 2-5. My brother-in-law went to the game, was sitting right by the tunnel where the Jets ran on and off, and he said he was harassing Rodgers after the game, and Rodgers threw a wristband up.
I did see that, actually.
How about that?
I saw him throw the wristbands up. I guess that was your brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law right there. I wonder if there was blood on it. I thought they might hit him more, but Russell Wilson outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Without question. And Rodgers has the free reign to do whatever he wants to do with that franchise. And I think they could ultimately wind up being a pretty good team. But now you got to dig yourself out of 2-5, and I don't see that happening. I don't. And it's a real shame because Rodgers seems like such a nice man. Guy who we threw under the bus last week, Mike Williams, I think is going to be a Steeler.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because apparently the Steelers and Jets have been in big-time trade discussions.
Yeah, and they halted them.
And they halted them.
He had a catch.
He did have a catch.
I didn't think he was going to play at all.
You know what? He had a catch, and then they called him off the field, and he was pissed.
Really?
I could see him running off the field on the NBC broadcast. He's shaking his head, mouthing something.
He should have just caught it, ran, and fumbled right in the Steelers, just gave it to the Steelers.
Here you
just
go.
Rolled it.
Just run to the other end zone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. Look, we've said for a long time, everybody said it, this isn't breaking news, Steelers need another wide receiver. And now I actually feel like they'd use him. Like Van Jefferson caught a touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Austin was active. All the eligibles were getting looks at the football. Get somebody who's fairly dynamic on that other side. They put up 32, now they put up 37. Russ is spreading it around. Give him one more guy. One more guy. Because you get one more guy, and after the bye, you're going to get Cam Sutton back. They got receivers on the mind. Like, you're going to get Sutton back. Your slot corner, who did stink, just had two picks off a Hall of Famer. You get a second wide receiver. Where are the holes? I mean, the offensive line you can't really fix. You got what you got now with injuries, and Frazier, hopefully you get him back right after the bye. But where are the holes? Not a lot.
I'm kind of at this position right now, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I kind of, you know, slow play these things, but how many months, you know, I was like, okay, it needs to be a number one wide receiver, number two. Now, like, the way I saw them working last night, like, you just need to be just a little bit better than what you have right now. And Mike Williams, I think, could be that guy. Like, when I keep talking about Thielen, like, he would be that guy in my mind that, like, isn't going to be, like, a superstar opposite of George Pickens, but a guy that's just reliable, that can just push everybody else down one notch on the depth chart where they're actually supposed to be. I think you can really work with that.
You'd be getting him basically for free.
Yeah.
And he's an upgrade. Is he great at this stage of his career? I don't know. He's injury prone. Hadn't been working out in New York, but there's not a lot of stuff they're doing that's working. It's worth the flyer. If you can get an upgrade for basically nothing, you take your chance on that.